Blog Talk Radio.
Verse 14, and then from verse 14.
18. I will skip down to verse 19 and probably read from 19 through 22. Let's read verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's Psalms 34, 1 through 3. And I will also read verse 4. It says, I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry, and delivered me from all my fears. Thank you, Father. Now, let's skip over to Psalms 14 and read that. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue means to follow it. You understand what you're supposed to do? Seek peace and do good and pursue it. It says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue it means to follow it. But I want you sheep to know this, and this what I have come to realize. And I read this long time ago, but I remember it because so many things have afflicted me. And I want you to know, once you start following God, it's not going to be easy. Things will happen to you that you have no control over. It's like Satan just bothering you at all costs. And every time you turn around, if it's not one thing, it's another. My pastor preached that years ago. Excuse me, sheep. If it's not one thing, it's another. Now, I'm going to start reading to you Psalms, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be pestilent. The Lord redeemeth the souls of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And that's the end reading of chapter 34. I want you all, Psalms 34, I want you, all you sheep, to read Psalms 34. That's a good one, as well as I used to read often Psalms 91. I want you to start reading Psalms 91 as well. And hopefully you will abide by them. Remember, I have read to you. There are several scriptures, but if you break one of the Ten Commandments in the Bible, it says that you have broken them all. I need to find that so I can read it to you the next time I come on the air. And I want you sheep to know, just as much as I want you now to turn to the book of Judges in the King James Bible. But let me introduce myself while I think of it. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I say, in the Bible, it tells you that the evening starts a new day. So we are at evening time right now, and this is, to me, the start of the Sabbath. I want you sheep all to read. I think it's in Genesis, maybe the first or second chapters. Well, it tells you that the Sabbath day starts on the next day, and you are to keep it holy. And remember, it starts on Friday evening, and the evening time is the next day. That's what I'm trying to say to you all, sheep. I'm trying to tell you the truth as much as I know it. We are to follow the Ten Commandments. I don't care what your preacher says. I tell you what I believe the Bible has told me, and now I tell it to you. The Ten Commandments are found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 3 through, I think it's 17. I will tell you as much as I know that is truthful, and that's what I want to do, tell you all the truth. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. There are many different Bibles in the world, but I choose to read from the King James Version of the Bible. Now, Sabbath day starts on Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening. I want you sheep to know this. I also ask you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. You say, well, what are they? And I tell you, they are your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down some of the references that I may state to you. Now, I understand that technology has progressed, and you younger folks may have what is called, some people say, pad, notebooks, and some other technological gadgets that I don't know of that you can look on and read for yourselves. Now, certainly, we are in the book of Judges. Now, last week, I finished reading the book of Joshua to you all. Finished reading Joshua 24. And now we are starting the book of Judges. And I want you to know what it says here. I suppose this is the preface of the book of Judges. And it reads, the book of Judges stands in stark contrast to Joshua. And Joshua, an obedient people, conquered the land through trust and power of God. And Judges, however, a disobedient and idolatrous people, are defeated time again and time again because of their rebellions against God. So that's what we're going to be reading about in the book of Joshua. In 76 circles of sin to salvation, Judges shows that Israel has set aside God's laws and that its place substituted that which was right in their own eyes. The reoccurring result of abandonment from God's laws is corruption. Therewith, an oppressed from within, during the nearly 4 centuries spanned by this book, God raises up, God raises up a military champion to throw off the yoke of bondage and restore the nation toward pure worship. But all too soon, the sin cycle began after the nation's spiritual temperature grows steadily colder. And so that's what I want you sheep to remember. Not only that, but I want you to remember much of what is said. And I am going to read in your hearing, and I will mention to you now many of the words that are listed in this Bible. I do not know how to pronounce correctly, but I will try and pronounce them as correct as I think they should be said. I want to tell you the truth. I'm not doing this to lie to you. I'm doing this to get into heaven. I am a follower of the God of the Israelites. He is the God of the Hebrews, the so-called African American. I have found out by reading this book, and I have come to understand that many of the things that I have read that leads to me to believe that I am a one-man Hebrew. So, and I follow this God that's abound in Hebrew. When I was reading in Genesis, he made people of the ground. I have been looking just about everywhere that I have been able to look to find white skin. I think that he made all kinds of people who were dark skinned. And that's just what I believe. I don't know. I have not seen white dust of the ground. Now, there might be white sand, but he did not say sand of the ground. He said dust of the ground. And I have been looking for this white dust of the ground. I have found no one. That's why I'm thinking that these people who are ahead are over us. Our Father said that he will place us over to our enemies. And that these people who are in contrast to us, we are dark skinned as opposed to white. These are the enemies. And I want you to not be as I was. I was able to read the Bible, but not fully understand what I was reading. Now that since October of last year, my Father has opened my eyes. He told me years ago, when I was a young girl, a teenager, to be received, but I didn't. But I finally did after 27 years and started now. I've been doing this for 9 years, so I've grown to be old. So I know some of the differences that I now, I pay attention more. And this Bible tells you to pay attention as well. Listen, let's read starting in the book of Judges, and that's spelled J-U-D-G-E-S, chapter 1. I want you sheep to be as informed much more and be aware of what is being said than I was. I wasn't really paying attention until after my Father woke me up last year, my mind in October of last year. Then I began to read the whole thing to you sheep. Let's listen to Judges chapter 1. And it takes me a while to even get to Judges chapter 1, but that's what I'm trying to do, word for word, chapter by chapter, and so that you all can know. And I'll tell you now that many of the words that are located in the King James Version of the Bible, many of those words I'm not able to pronounce, but I will tell you as much as I know, and I will try to be truthful in saying what I say, because, like I said, I follow Jesus. I follow his words, and I want you to know what he told me. That is to feed his sheep. Now, let's go to Judges chapter 1. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall I go up? Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them?" And the Lord said, "Joshua shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand." And Joshua said unto Simeon, his brother, "Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with you, with thee, into thy lot." So Simeon with him. So this is talking about Judah. Okay, that's his brother. He went up to fight against the Canaanites with his brother Judah. Verse 4. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into the hand of, and they slew them in Bezek, 10,000 men. And they found Adoni Bursa, that's spelled Adoni, hyphenated, Bezek, in Bursa. Bursa is spelled Bezek. And they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. The Perizzites is spelled Perizzites. And Adoni Bezek. Adoni is spelled Adoni-Bezek. Fled. And they pursued. Pursued means to follow after him. And caught him and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. So his thumbs, wiggle around your thumb, and then wiggle around your big toes. That's what they cut off of him, and gathered their meat under my table. And I have done as I have done, so God has required means to compensate or repaid me. And they caught him, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died. Now the children of Judah had fought against Jerusalem and had taken it and smitten it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. And afterwards, the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the land, in the mountains and in the south and in the valley. And Judah went after the Canaanites that dwelt in Heshbon. Heshbon is spelled H-E-B-R-O-N. And the name of Hebron, that again is spelled H-E-B-R-O-N, was before was Kirjathbaara. Let me spell that to you. K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen A-R-B-A. And they slew Shechem. That's spelled S-H-E-S-H-I-A. And Amen. That's spelled A-H-I-M-A-N. I said it was pronounced as Amen. And tell me. Tell my is spelled T-A-L-M-I-A. And from this, he went against the inhabitants of Debri. That's spelled D-E-B-R-I. And the name of Debri, again, is spelled D-E-B-I-R, was before Kijara Scepter. That's spelled K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen S-E-P-H-E-R. And Caleb said, he that smitten Kijara Scepter, let me spell it again, K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen S-E-P-H-E-R, and take it in. To him I will give Ashkshah, that's spelled A-C-H-S-A-H, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, that's spelled O-T-H-N-I-E-L, the son of Kinzar. Kinzar is spelled K-E-Z-A-R, K-E-Z-A-N, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Ashkjah, his daughter, to wife. Askar is spelled A-C-H-S-H-A, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass when she came to him that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she lighted from off her ass. Well, when she got off of her ass, and I say her ass is a donkey, and Caleb said unto her, what with you? He asked, well, what's wrong with you? And she said unto him, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the neither springs. And that neither is spelled N-E-T-H-E-R. I put that word up. And the children of Kenan, Moses' father-in-law, went out of the city of palm trees with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lieth in the south of Arid, that's spelled A-R-I-D. Okay. Arad. And they went and dwelt among the people. And Judah went with Simeon, his brother, and they slew the Canaanites that inhabited Zephah. That's spelled Z-E-P-H-A-H. Let me spell Zephha again for you. Hopefully I will not misspell it as I first did. Zephha is spelled Z-E-P-H-A-T-H, and utterly destroyed it. So that's what Simeon did with the help of Judah. They went up and destroyed that land. And the name of the city was called Horhash. That's spelled H-O-R-M-A-H. And Judah took Gaza. Gaza is spelled G-A-Z-A, with the coast thereof. And Ashkelon, that's spelled A-S-K-E-L-O-N, with its coast thereof. And Ekron, that's spelled E-K-R-O-N, with the coast thereof. And the Lord was with Judah, and he gave out. He drove out. Well, he drave out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, unto Caleb, as Moses said. And he expelled thence the three sons of Anak. Anak is spelled A-N-A-K, Anak. And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem until this day. So there should be some black people over in Jerusalem too this day. And the house of Joseph, they also went up against Bethel. That's spelled B-E-T-H-E-L. And the Lord was with them. And the house of Joseph sent to decry. What I see here is D-E-S-C-R-Y, Bethel, B-E-T-H-E-L. Now, name the city before was Lutz, L-U-T-Z. And the spies saw a man come from out of the city, and they said unto him, show us, we pray thee, the entrance into the city, and we will show you mercy. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but they let go the man and all his family. And the man went into the land of the Hittites, that's H-I-T-T-I-T-E-S, and built a city and called the name thereof Luz, L-U-Z, which is the name thereof unto this day. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean, that's spelled B-E-T-H-S-H-E-A-N, and her towns, nor Tinnah, that's spelled T-A-A-N-A-C-H, and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Dor, that's spelled D-O-R, and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Iblaam. Iblaam is spelled I-B-L-E-A-M, and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo, That's spelled Megiddo in her towns. But the Canaanites would dwell in that land. And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute. That's like a tribute is like a testimony or a I don't know what that word is. I cannot read my own writing. Of testimony or praise, that's what I have. And then not utterly drive them out. So some towns, those tribes, the Canaanites, were not driven out. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer. Gezer is spelled G-E-Z-E-R. But the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. That's spelled G-E-Z-E-R. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kittron. That's spelled K-I-T-R-O-N. Nor the inhabitants of Naphtal. That's spelled N-A-H-A-L-O-L. But the Canaanites dwell among them and became tributaries. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Acor. That's spelled Acor. It's spelled A-C-C-H-O-R. Nor the inhabitants of Zebdon. Zebdon is spelled Z-I-D-O-N. Nor Alab. Alab is spelled L. It's spelled A-H-L-A-B. Nor Ashbid. Ashbid is spelled A-C-H-B-I-Z. Nor Hel. That's spelled H-E-L-H-A-H. Nor Afkin. That's spelled A-P-H-I-K. Nor Rehob. That's spelled R-E-H-O-B. But the Asherites dwell among the Canaanites and inhabitants of the land, for they did drive not them out, neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh. Beth-Shemesh is spelled B-E-T-H-S-H-E-M-E-S-H. Nor the inhabitants of Beth-Anna, that's spelled B-E-T-H-A-N-A-T-H. But he dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, again, Beth-Shemesh is spelled B-E-T-H-S-H-E, Mesh, M-E-S-H, and Beth-Shemesh. That's spelled B-E-T-H-A-N-A-T-H, became tributaries unto them. And tributaries, it's like they would have to, they weren't enslaved, but they would have to pay monies unto them. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountains, for they would not suffer them to come down to the valley. But the Amorites would dwell in the Mount Keres. That's spelled H-E-R-E-S. In Ajalon. Ajalon is spelled A-I-J-L-O-N. and shall men, shall men spell S-H-A-A-I-B-I-N. Yet the land, the houses of Joseph prevailed, so that they became tributaries. They became tributaries, and Joshua, verse 36, and the coast of the Amorites was from the going up of Akrabim, that's spelled A-K-R-A-B-B-I-M, from the rocks upward. So that ends the reading of chapter 1 of Judges. See, I want you to read for Tuesday's lesson chapter 2 as well as chapter 3. I will try. You know that all the things that have been happening to the earth and in the earth is a signal that our Father is coming back soon. He will keep his probably keep his word that he made in Genesis chapter 15 to Abraham that we will serve those people in this 1,400 years. We already have served for 430 years, and now he's coming back to get us. And I want to read as much of the Bible to you all that I can. That's why I want you sheep to read chapter 2 as well as chapter 3. And hopefully on Tuesday, I will be able to read to you those same verses. Now, let's have a closing word of prayer. We thank you, Father, for your protection day and night from all of the evil that is brought by Satan, better known as Lucifer, or the devil, all of his, or his and his hate. Thank you for keeping us, Father, in the name of Yeshua, or in the name of your Son. We say this prayer in your name, your Son's name. Thank you, Father. As in James chapter 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you, speaking to you Tuesday at 11 a.m. as well as on Friday again next time. I ask you sheep to the first call Kohazars. They are, that's spelled K-H-A-G-A-R-S. And you will find that the DNA that those people from the land of, that's in the land of Israel, who say they are Jews, they are not. They are, it's spelled K-H-A-Z-A-R-S. Remember, God loves you. And I'll be back with you next time if the Lord will. And I think if this will, Satan has been attacking me so hard.
Father,
I just have to believe it.
Help your children.
Sheep.
And don't let them fall.
Just put this word up.
B-I-S-I-G-O-T-A-P-S. Of the road.
Love
one another.
You know that.
That heaven
might find. Because they may not know themselves. I had to go to
in their
heart. And I did not finish. But that's where I learned.
Jesus is love.
you down. And I know He loves forever.
Ah,
in my heart.
In chapter 3, it's the end for next session.
We've got to walk on.
Allows me to come to you.
Walk on through temptation. Cause He lift up my heart to be thankful and glad
for yourself.
The Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Jesus.